it's fantastic, and as you say, it's when it's announced, it becomes real, and like, it's amazing, to tell you the truth, Greg. It's just that so many people have come out and voted for me personally. That's a huge vote of faith, and I don't know, I really, really owe them a debt of gratitude. You know, it's really, really humbling. I didn't think I was going to get this type of vote. I had a smaller area because we had Noel Jordan running in South Donegal. But look, it's fantastic, and the party's really pulled strong here. Like, so we're part of a team, and it was never about me personally. But it's also nice to see the vote coming out for me.
Does it feel a bit more special now as your family gets a bit older and can sort of appreciate what their dad's achieving, if you know what I mean? It's sort of an extra layer of the personal touch to it.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I had a picture at home when I was standing in an election, and Kevin Cassidy was my nominated me at the time, and he's there with my two sons, and Poitrick, who's standing here, was only 1.5 at the time, and the column was only a baby. Today or yesterday, Poitrick joined me in the polling station and voted for, I believe, his father. So, you know, things.
I've got news for you.
You never know. I know he was threatening that he was going to vote for England earlier on, but anyway, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. And I mean, obviously, you know, it's been a good election so far for your party, but and I know there's a great organisation in your party across the country, but there does seem to be a particularly good party team in this county, between your relationship with Parig and the councillors, but also those behind the scenes that we don't always hear about, the grassroots.
Yeah, look, and you know, look, myself and Parig and Noel are really tight. We're a tight bunch and all of that. This team is fantastic, and I'm sure every candidate will say the same, you know, like, but look, I just know my team, and the team we have in Donegal is just fantastic. The way people stretch themselves, there's stories behind a lot of this here, and they really went above and beyond, you know, and really put themselves out. And what I'm so excited about is the amount of young people that came on board in this team. You know, people say that politics is like, it's hard to excite young people. We had something like 60 young people outside my office. These are first-time voters, people who never voted in an election before. And who were part of this campaign, that were in yesterday in the office texting WhatsApp and sending a message to all their friends who were 18, 19 years of age, asking them to go out and vote. And that gives me hope for the future.
Yeah, and all parties and none and the media, we do have that role actually in engaging and representing and speaking to and about young people.
Yeah, and look, that's what it's about. Like, you know, like my oldest now, I have an 18-year-old and I have a 17-year-old at home, and like, they be talking about Australia. It's nearly an automatic thing. And what was exciting about this year is that people are saying, maybe that doesn't have to be the default position, you know, like these elections matter. And like I've said to people, get involved in politics, you know, get involved and, you know, take an interest in it, regardless if you're a shinner or not, take an interest in it, be part of it, because one person can make a change. And like, my job here now is with a mandate, and such a mandate from the people, is to try and make that change for Donegal, and the work starts here.